This is Steve Sherlock with another in a series of podcasts for Franklin Matters. This is number 75 in the series. So let's take a few minutes to prepare for the November 2nd election day here in Franklin, which will also happen across Massachusetts and the United States. The leadership positions of the Commonwealth of Mass are open. Some are contested campaigns, some are not. I won't spend any more time on reiterating who is running for what. By now, you have probably been inundated with campaign messages, phone calls, signs in public places, etc. Amongst the five ballot questions Franklin voters will see on Tuesday, there are three for the Commonwealth as a whole, and there are two specifically and uniquely Franklin's. These two questions are the end step in the process that began a few years ago when the Charter Committee, co-chaired by Paul Celli and Larry DiBenedetto, started their process. They culminated that with proposed charter changes. Those changes have been covered extensively here in the past year, as the committee made their presentation to the town council in July of 2009. The council then formed a special subcommittee, and their presentations and discussions led to the vote in April, where the changes were approved by a 6-2 vote. The two no's voting no against it were Zolo and Jones. There were only 8 votes as Valley was absent that evening for the vote. The changes went to the legislature in Boston and received final approval with Governor Patrick's signature in September, which put the questions on the ballot for us to have our say this coming Tuesday, November 2nd. Now, there are two questions. The first basically cleans up some technical language. The second approves the change of the treasurer-collector from an elected position to an appointed position. As I mentioned earlier, I won't spend much time reviewing the arguments for or against. I will include the clip from the town council meeting October 20th, when both co-chairs Celli and DiBenedetto took a few minutes during the citizens' comments to speak on the changes. You can listen to their comments here.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the council. My name is Paul Celli, and to my left is Lawrence Benedetto. We were actually chair and co-chair of the Citizens Charter Review Commission. And the purpose of our visit tonight is to remind the public that there is going to be 2 ballot questions coming up on November 2nd. And when I downloaded the actual ballot questions, which is ballot question number 4 and ballot question number 5, they appear that could be confusing to the average voter, the way they're worded. So both myself and Larry want to say that after 20-something meetings and 2 years of the Citizens Committee, we fully endorse ballot question 4 and ballot question 5. And ballot question 4, as you all know, kind of came back to the council. We had your own subcommittee. And that's really the housekeeping issues in regards to the counting of days and things that our committee also addressed and we all agreed should be considered and put onto the ballot question. But the way the actual question is worded on question 4 could be confusing to the average voter. So the purpose of us coming tonight is to remind people that both the Citizens Committee, and I believe I could speak for the subcommittee of the council, endorse these questions and would ask the voters to vote for them. I see that Mr. Dacey is here as well to talk about question 5, which pertains to whether the position of treasurer should be elected or appointed. Larry, you want to tell us?
Obviously, I concur with what Paul says. The other thing, it's 15 years since the last time we presented the charter review, and even though there were not any dramatic changes to the original document, to wait that long sometimes might not be wise, particularly in such a dynamic time and community we had here. So I would just suggest to you that that may be something that we don't want to wait 15 years to do it again, because, as I said, there are very few changes, but there are changes that are important for effective and efficient administration. And obviously, thank you for your support.
I think I'd like to just add that, as Larry had said, that the Charter Review Commission of 1995 did the majority of the major changes, reducing the size of the council, from, I believe, 17 to its present state of 9, and a bunch of other things that were maybe contentious at the time, but turned out to be good moves. And then, just on a personal note, after spending 2 years on this Citizens Committee, if this council or future councils wants to do future changes, I think we should go the Charter Commission route, just so that it has more public exposure, and the people that are involved will see it all the way through to fruition. So the good thing about this is I remember participating and going to some of these meetings. It was much more public. It does take a much longer time to do, and it's very cumbersome. But I think the public gets has a greater involvement than what we participated in. And I think you'll end up getting the changes that you want in a more public forum. So that's just my personal opinion on that. So,
thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
At the council meeting on the 20th, they were followed by Jim Dacey, the current treasurer-collector, who spoke for the charter change regarding his position, and in his own words answered some of the questions around the change. Jim summarizes it very well, and you can listen to it here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jim Dacey. I live at 345 Lincoln Street. I have served as treasurer-collector for the last 11 years. On November 2nd, that will be my anniversary day, which happens to be election day. I came here to, these guys pretty much stole my thunder. I was going to talk about the election and how important it was, in case people didn't notice there was an election with all the ads and signs going on. And I planned, a lot of people have come up to me and asked me, am I okay with this? Am I okay with question 5? Am I okay with being appointed? And I'm 100% okay with it. I'm a proponent of it. I thought this should be an appointed position 15 years ago when I was on that charter commission. There wasn't enough support back then, but now is definitely the time. I plan on working for the town of Franklin until I retire, which is another few years, 7 or 8 years from now. But after 11 years, if anybody in Franklin has an insight as to whether this position should be appointed or elected, I think that I probably have the best insight. And I can tell you that this position should not be filled by an election. It should be filled through a worldwide search, if you want to call it that, where we can check people's credentials and do background checks and pick the best person, experienced person, preferably a treasurer from another town who has experience with the software package that we use and has management skills to take over. And I would love to be a part of that process when the time comes and look forward to helping a new person transition into the position so that this office continues to run as smooth as it does now. And it's really, the whole thing is not about me and job security. I can stay in this position for as long as I want, as long as I'm elected, I believe. It's about the replacement. It's about who replaces me. In the last 20 to 25 years across the state of Massachusetts, there have been maybe 100 treasurer collector positions that have switched from elected to appointed. In that same time frame, zero have gone from appointed back to elected. So in conclusion, I support question 5 and question 4 100%. I'm an opponent, and I am fine with it for anybody out there that wants to give me a call and ask me about it. I'm 100% fine with it. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
So that's in their own voices, both Celli DiBenedetto speaking on the overall charter changes in the process, and Jim Dacey speaking on the treasurer-collector change, which is the second question. The posting with the full slate of ballot questions, candidates, and positions to be filled will be included in the show notes and will be reposted for everybody's as a handy reference on Tuesday. I encourage everyone to get out, exercise your civic duty to cast an informed ballot. If there's a question that you think I might be able to answer, please feel free to reach out and ask me. I will do what I can to help. And as I close this session this week, let me remind you that, if you like what I'm doing here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmattersblogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes, 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.